very much, Chair, and many thanks to all the speakers, the one who is present here and the others who delivered their recorded messages, very useful source of information. Just to build a little bit further on the distinction between negative and positive obligations, when it comes to negative obligations and the duty of state not to disinform, etc., and if this takes the form of disinforming overseas with a view to affect the democratic elections in another state, I think that it is important to draw a parallel here between human rights and general international law and the prohibition of non-interference with the domestic affairs of other states. So human rights can go hand in hand in this respect with very old and well-established principles of public international law, which are, you know, even, you know, foundational elements of the UN Charter. The second point, and this is something we started discussing yesterday, has to do with positive obligations. We're talking about new phenomena and new technologies which essentially enable millions or billions of postings on social platforms and social media per day. And some of them are done by humans, some other are done by robots or bots. So this is where I think that states have a very difficult role, because it is one thing to say that states have a positive duty and they should be diligent and do the best they can do, and they have discretion in this respect, which is the framework we all know that rules positive human rights obligations. But another question is how to make this practical and effective, considering that if this is delegated, the power to monitor this disinformation and ban it, if this is delegated as power to businesses, I will not name them here, but we all know which businesses I'm referring to, then it is a question of conflict of interests, it is a question of how artificial intelligence is employed in this respect, and it is a question if freedom of expression in the end is fine, we are happy for this to be decided by machines. Yesterday in our discussions it was mentioned that one of these platforms also has something like a private court, etc. This is very limited. We're talking about a handful of cases that reach this forum out of billions of interferences with freedom of expression on a daily basis. On the other hand, if this is not the way to move forward, I'm really asking how can a state effectively interfere? What are the means? What are the resources we have? And if in the end we will not go back to artificial intelligence doing exactly the same word, the difference being that it will be the algorithm behind this artificial intelligence will be designed by governments or national authorities. So for me, when it comes to positive obligations and protecting from disinformation, practically this is a very complex question that raises both practical difficulties but also ethical dilemmas, in particular pertaining to freedom of speech. Thank you very much.